Yes, ma'am. What's some? Thank you for calling tonight. I've got to sing that hymn tonight. You know, you can hear me preach the gospel from that. Those that have just tuned in and come to listen, just listen to these words, just in a hymn. O sinner, the Saviour is calling for thee. Life is very brief, like the falling of a leaf, like the binding of a sheaf, being time. Fleeting days are telling fast, that the die will soon be cast, and the fatal line be passed, being time. Being time's a course, being time. Why, the voice of Jesus calls you, being time. If in sin you longer wait, you may find no open gate, and your cry will just be too late. Be in time. Them strong words from the hymn that we've just after singing. It's the same, it'll be strong words from the Word of God. And man must come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as the Lord and Saviour. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Tonight, we're preaching the gospel, and the gospel is good news. But the rest of it's bad. The same as the news in the world. It's bad. Nothing but good. There's no good. But the gospel is good news. I want you to come with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, please. We're going to let God's word do the speaking. But up to the verses, I'd like to just say a few things, just to bring to your attention what the bad news is. Last week, we spoke on the watchman. The last Lord's Day, we were here. And last Lord's Day, we spoke in Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 1 to 9. But verse 7, it says this: the Lord said to Ezekiel, so thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth, and warn them for me. I repeat, warn them for me. That's what we're doing tonight. We're warning you. It says as this assembly always warns you. And the same as other assemblies that preach the gospel will warn you. We're told by God to warn you. And that's what we're doing. It's up to you what you do with it. It's up to you whether you can laugh at it. You can accept it, you can reject it. But if you reject it, it's a choice you're made, and it's a foolish choice. So it says, O Israel, therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth, and warn them of me. There is coming. There's the commission, and there's the message that is to be preached. You're to be warned. And that's what we're going to give you tonight, a warning. The Lord spoke to the disciples, and he told them, he that heareth you, heareth me. And he that despises you, despises me. And he despises me, him that sent me. And so, friend, tonight, if you're listening, I pray you'll heed it tonight. We considered also last week in Matthew 24, the times and the signs and the judgments that are coming. We're told of the tribulation that was coming and the need to be ready. You have to be ready. Are you ready, friend, tonight? Are you saved tonight? Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour? If you haven't, John 3:3 tells us, the Lord said to Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. We also see in Matthew 24, where it emphasizes direct to Israel, as we know, but it tells of the coming Lord. In Revelations 1:7, it says that every eye shall see him. What is he talking about? That's the Lord coming back. But in the rapture, there's only one that will see him. And that's the saints of God. Because this rapture is for the saved, not for anybody else. And if you're not saved, you'll not be there if you're alive. And if you're in the ground, your soul will be heading for hell. I didn't say that. The Lord says it. Are you watching? Or are you ready? But friends, the words have a message for the church also. We are in the church, are the watchman, the born again, the washed, the sanctified, the justified by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. What are we looking for? We're looking for the Saviour. We're not looking for signs. No, no. We're looking for the blessed hope. Friend, if you're not saved, you're not looking for the signs. You're looking to see what you could get. You're looking to see how you're going to enjoy yourself. Which is natural. I've done it as well. We all done it before we were saved. Philippians 3:20 tells us, for our conversation, our citizenship is in heaven. That's what we're looking for. That's what we're looking for here. That's what all the saints are looking for. They're looking for his coming. His coming. Oh, you may laugh at it. You may laugh at it. But he is coming back. He said he'd be back. Our conversation, our citizenship is in heaven, for whence also we look for the Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. So friend, tonight, he could come at any time. He could come this very minute. Where will you be at? Come on, you're listening. If you're listening, let's be truthful with one another. Where would you be at if you're not saved? Or have you ever thought about it? Or maybe you've laughed about it. Maybe you don't believe it. If he comes tonight, if he came this very minute, where would you be? Because 2 Corinthians 6:2 tells us, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. This very minute. Now. Don't wait in the morrow. Don't wait till the next day. Don't wait till next week or next month or next year and see. Now, God says. Paul also says in Philippians 3:21, who shall change our vile body that it may be a fashion like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Today, when a believer dies, the body goes to dust and death. It goes into a sleep, as the Bible says. The spirit and the soul, though absent from the body, are present with the Lord. Where will you be, friend, if you're not saved? You're going to damnation. You're going to perish in a place you don't want to get into. The church will not be here during the tribulation. That commences in chapter 6 of Revelation. I remember many, many years ago, some of the lads here will remember it as well. I was in hospital with a bad back. I wasn't too long saved. But an old gentleman, an old priest come in and visiting some of his flock, and he looked over and he came over to me. And on top of the wee cupboard that I had beside the bed, I had my Bible sitting. He says, I see you're reading the good book. I says, I am. He says, have you ever read Revelations? I says, I have. And he looked into my eyes like that there and he said, it's scary. I had to stop reading it. It's scary. Friend, the night are you scary with what you've heard or heard? Does it do anything for you? Or do you want to carry on laughing and rejecting the gift that God has given when he gave his only begotten son? You going to reject that? Yes, it's bad news. Bad news. That's why I'm reading these verses out before we come to the main verses that I want to come to. That's why I want you to read with me the Word of God. Not do your mind. Doesn't matter what I say. That's what this book tells us. Scary. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 51, behold, I show you a mystery. And we shall not all sleep, but we shall be, we all be changed. Who is the we? Born again. The saints. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment. In the twinkling of an eye. At the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised, the incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Fairy tale. Is that what you're saying? Is it a fairy tale? No. This is fact, for this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. The Lord said he would come back for his saints. and he's coming back. Come with me to Thessalonians chapter 4. We all know this very well here. Commencing in reading at verse 13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren. He's talking to the saints, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not even as others, which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. And Paul has told them, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Would that comfort you, friend, tonight, listening in, that doesn't know the Lord? Would that comfort you, friend, if you're not saved? Would it? Comforts us all here. Saved by the grace of God. Saved by that precious blood that was shed at Calvary. For Calvary covers it all. The one that went all the way and finished the work that God gave him to do. It is finished, he cried, and gave up the ghost. Precious blood that flowed from his wounded side, from his wounds, flowed freely for mankind. Are you going to trample upon it? Are you going to put it aside? The watchman is warning you. The church is warning you, or should be warning you. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. Remember Ezekiel in 33 and 9 says that the watchman, nevertheless, God says to him, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, and if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity. But thou hast delivered thy soul. So we're told to tell the wicked. And if we don't tell the wicked, the blood can be on our hands. Brothers and sisters, you and I have a responsibility as well. We have to tell the saints, tell the unsaved, that they have to be saved. The watchman watched, and when he seen the enemy coming, if he didn't tell, the enemy was coming. The blood was on his soul. Someone said, man will never be right with man until man is right with God. I think that was a great saying. He said, man will never be right with man until he's right with God, until he is reconciled to God by the blood of His Son. It is the joy and privilege of all and who for the coming of the Lord to hail that day of His coming. For as one and only hope for the universe, He says, even so, come Lord Jesus. Friend, there's judgment coming. It's coming. Look round you. Look round you and see what's happening. If the Lord came tonight, would you be saved? Or still in your sin and your iniquity? Friend, you'll be lost. And it'll be your own fault. Nobody else's. It's your own fault. For Ephesians 2 and 8 and 9 tells us, for by grace we are saved through faith. It is not of ourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. It's a gift you're being given. Sure, we couldn't even create an anxious thought. Only by God's grace and mercy that we're even able to stand up. You know, Lord, God hates sin, and that's why He sent His Son. He hates it. Habakkuk says this to the Lord, "Thou art of purer eyes than to behold evil, and cannot look on iniquity." He hates it. And friend, you think you're okay. If you want to keep on thinking of that, that's up to you. But this book tells you you're not. This book tells you you must be saved. You must be born again. The gift that God gave when He gave His only begotten Son. And He so loved the world. Oh, the Lord loves us. Even in our sin, He loves us. But if you reject His gift, the man that you reject will be the one that will judge you. Matthew 24:46 tells us this. And about the ninth hour, Jesus Christ cries with, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" The sin was upon him. My sin, your sin, everybody's sin, the world's sin was upon him. And God couldn't look on His Son for the sin that was upon him. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? And if you think the wee things that you do here and there and your goodness you do here and there is to be recommended, but friend, it'll not get you to heaven. It'll not get you saved. You must be born again. This book tells us you must be born again. Nothing else. Even the Lord from the cross, God couldn't look upon him. Isaiah 53 and verse 5, we all know it, don't we? "But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was born him." With these stripes, we are healed. you're going to reject the Lord Jesus Christ when you think you're all right. Oh, I go to my church and I go to my place and it's all right. Friend, if you're not saved, it's not all right. He was wounded for my transgression, bruised for my iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. Our brother, Sam, was talking about peace this morning. I was challenged by it. He was talking about peace. The Lord saying, "In peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you." You know, the Lord said, "My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth." Friend, there's no peace in this world. It's all false. You're only getting kidded. No peace. The world doesn't know what peace is because the world is not at peace. The world at the present is in turmoil. It could not give us anything. It can't even give you a true and trusted word. You couldn't believe anybody in it that runs it. You couldn't believe anybody or trust to keep their word. I give unto you, our brother talked about, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Friend, are you afraid tonight? Well, you should be after what you've heard and what you've read with us. Isaiah 57:20-21 tells us, but the wicked are like troubled sea. They're like a troubled sea. When it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. That's our world. That's the wickedness in our world. Look at that. And you think you're getting peace? The Lord says in verse 21 of Isaiah 57, there is no peace, says my God, to the wicked. So you can either believe what I've said there, or you can either believe what God said there, or you can reject it. Entirely up to you. But friend, when you make the choice, you have to live and take the consequences of the choice. And that choice, if you're not saved, you're going to hell by this book. You'll perish. But if you accept him as a Lord and Saviour, you'll have all that peace that we've taught to be. Peace I leave you. Peace I give you. Peace with God and peace in God. Peace with God is salvation of your soul. And peace in God is a new creation. If any man be in Christ, is a new creation. All things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. Tonight, you can get saved. Tonight you can be a new creation. Tonight you'll be looking forward to the blessed hope of the Lord coming back. You'll not be afraid. Not be scary like that gentleman that came into me in the hospital. He says, it's scary. And it's scary if you're on the wrong side. Friend, life is very brief. Like the falling of a leaf, be in time. Don't leave it too long. Don't leave it too late. Now is the accepted time. You know, there's another hymn I was looking at there this evening before I came in. There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. Can you see it? Can you see that tonight? Will you be ready for that fair place? And by faith we can see it afar. Do you have the faith? Do you believe? Or are you rejecting? Or are you accepting? For the Father waits over the way. He's maybe been waiting for you to come for years. And you haven't been listening. We've all done it. But now is the time, friend. Don't put it off. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us for a dwelling place there. What a place. What a change. Be a good place, and there'll be some change. And all you have to do is say yes. Yes. Friend, we've been honest. We've given you no flannel. We've given you the Word of God. It's your choice. Either accept or reject. This we pray and this we ask in the Saviour's precious name. Amen. Amen. Father, we give you thanks and we praise you once again for our gathering tonight. We pray, Father, as the gospel go forth, you undertake. For those that would listen in, Father, you would speak to them, Lord, and may they, yes, Father, may they be scared. May they be afraid. May they come to thee. Because we know that our judgment is coming. And man will have to decide. But when that time comes, Father, it's either the lost or the saved. And we're looking far for that blessed hope. For the day, Lord, that you'll come and we'll be changed and we'll be like you. What a day that will be when my Saviour I shall see and look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. We give you thanks in the Saviour's loving precious name. Amen. Amen.